why, like, I think that Republicans want to be seen as, like, real conservative.
And nothing's more conservative, like, than threatening to cut public broadcasting funding.
Right. So I don't know why that's the first thing they want to go after. But
it's ridiculous.
But it's just so silly. Of all the things you could cut, why do you choose something like PBS? And so, yeah, it got brought up during the debate. And so I guess there's this commercial, or sorry, campaign ad for Obama featuring Big Bird. And, you know, Obama tries to sort of seem like cool and in, and who's cooler than Big Bird? So, of course,
who doesn't like Big Bird?
Right. And it was supposed to kind of be like humorous, maybe, and to point out how silly it is that, you know, or sort of make it seem like, oh, Romney's coming after Big Bird, wants to cut Big Bird. So then PBS comes out and they're like, okay, Obama, like, we don't come out in support of any candidate. You can't use Big Bird in your ad. Or I don't know if they said he couldn't use him in the ad, but PBS was like, very publicly, no.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Like, if PBS actually sued over somebody using Big Bird's likeness without permission.
Right.
Now, I get it. Like,
I don't think there's a lawsuit, but yeah.
The PBS situation, I understand the position that somebody might take, that it should go away. And I agree. I think that all government, you know, should not, we should not have a coercive government. And therefore, every television channel should be funded on a consensual basis. And in fact, point of information, PBS is mostly funded by corporate underwriting and individual contributions. Mm-hmm. So the amount of money that is being contributed from the federal government is a relatively small, I've heard it's 10%, but I haven't seen the numbers personally. I've just heard
that. I thought that was NPR. Or is it the same?
They are different.
I know that they're different from NPR, but I've heard that 10% federal funding.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Thing from NPR. So if it's the same for PBS, like, you know, they talk about how NPR, even the, you know, I guess CEO of NPR or whatever his title is, saying that they could do without, they would be, like, beneficial to cut the funding, the 10% from the federal government, because then they'd be, like,
they'd be free.
Independent.
Yeah, I think that would be really great to have happen. But, and you're right, Allie, I'm not sure if there's a difference between NPR's funding versus PBS's funding and what percentage is what. But these are both organizations that are well supported by listeners and viewers.
I remember watching PBS.
Sure. I mean, who hasn't watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood while growing up? Did they have that when you were growing up?
Uh-huh.
Of course they did. And they're going to run that in syndication forever. I mean, he's passed away.
What happened to Mr. Rogers?
He passed on.
It wasn't like some weird thing where he, like, commits suicide or anything, was it?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Okay.
He just died of natural causes. But, so, you know, there's a lot of beloved characters, a lot of beloved shows on there. PBS would have absolutely no problem supporting itself on its own, because they really do. I mean, you want to talk about good government programs that have been relatively successful over time. There aren't it's not a long list. Mm-hmm. And I think PBS is probably one of the better ones you can point to, because, you know, their programs are creative. Their programs are interesting. Some of them might be boring as sin. I don't know. But you know, a lot of people have fond memories of these shows, which is why it's a huge political error to go after. You know, like you said, of all of the things that you could point out of government waste, government just absolute overspending and ridiculousness, PBS.
I know.
That's what you want to bring up? So, I mean, the Romney campaign deserves all the heat that it's getting over that, even though, in theory, you know, it's a good idea to cut the funding for PBS or NPR.
I wonder if, you know, because I hear conservatives talking about, like, NPR, and I don't know what their opinions are of PBS. I feel like there was, like, some talk about how they were endorsing, like, their little, you know, kids' shows were endorsing socialism or something.
Well,
but that they like to come after these organizations like they are, you know, liberals are in control of them. They're trying to make our kids, brainwash our kids to be liberals or something. And I wonder if that's sort of where Romney was coming from.
If that's, I didn't hear any of the original comments because I really don't pay any attention to the debates. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But he certainly could have been pandering to that aspect. You know, if you look at the conservatives and kind of the traditional conservatives and their critiques of PBS and Sesame Street over the years, I remember they were all uppity once about how there's a gay guy on Sesame Street.
Exactly. Yeah. There was something like that.
Yeah. So and that's another reason to separate it from public funding is because. It's not something that, you know, whatever the programming is, not everyone's going to agree with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever that might mean. And I don't know if I believe the claim that it's a liberal channel. I mean, I think that there have been different administrations that have probably appointed different people to the board or whatever that runs PBS. So who knows? Maybe it's changed its slant over the years in different areas. Or maybe some programs are more lefty and some programs are more righty. Like I said, I don't have cable television, so I haven't, you know, in the last decade of my life, zero experience watching any programming on TV, let alone PBS.
I'm still getting over the PBS brainwashing, so if that gives you any idea.
I think that, you know, there's some value there and that people will support the things that they value.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, people shouldn't be forced to support things they don't value. So these uppity conservatives about, you know, that don't like the homosexual agenda, and, you know, I like gay people, so I don't have a problem. I don't discriminate against that. But if somebody wants to discriminate, they should be free to. You know, they shouldn't be forced to pay for a channel that they're not interested in supporting.
Yeah,
I don't have to buy HBO if I don't like the content they put on.
Yeah, people who appreciate these channels shouldn't. You know, I just can't imagine wanting to force people who disagreed. Like, say I was a big advocate of, you know, gay rights or something, and I thought that Bert and Ernie were somehow furthering.
A gay couple?
Yeah, they're a gay couple, and that they were, you know, making it.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know. Some people perceive it, I guess. But that, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, I might see that.
They have been living together for a long time.
I might see that and think, oh, well, you know, I think that's cool because it'll help kids to not be bigots, maybe, you know. And
yeah.
I wouldn't want people to have to pay for something that they don't like. Does that, you know, do you know what
sure.
I mean? Like, it just seems like I want to see that happen. I want to see my ideas being put out there, but I don't want people who disagree with me to be forced to pay for it.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about this in a moment. We've got Barry on the line listening in Idaho because there's a Million Muppet March that's being planned, and we'll explain what that's all about. But Barry, you're listening on XM's America's Talk. Hey, what's on your mind?
Good evening.
Welcome, sir.
I fail to see the usefulness of gun laws, you know, even to an extreme degree, you know, as far as being able to carry a gun on an airline, you know, relating it to TSA. I don't if anybody who's going to commit a crime is going to certainly not worry about the gun law involved. They're going to commit the crime anyway. I don't see where the importance of I don't see where there's any reason to restrict our rights for carrying guns in any way.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Barry. If you want to stand by, we can continue digging into that topic a little deeper. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Guns and Muppets, whatever is on your mind, we'll talk about it. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. And so be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408 for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They are all free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. We have a webcam. Those guys put it behind a paywall. Ours is right out there for you to see anytime you want, cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, during show hours, you'll see something on the cam. Outside of show hours, you will likely not see something on the cam, although the cam feed is actually linked not to the Free Talk Live live streams, but to the LRN.FM live streams. So you will hear, if it's outside of Free Talk Live hours on the cam, you will not hear Free Talk Live. You will hear other shows like Ladies and Keen, which is Allie's show. And you can get more of Allie, by the way, over at ladiesinkeen.com. That's ladiesinkeen.com as we go right back into your phone calls. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure you know about the Bitcoin. We did talk earlier about blockchain.info, which is a great Bitcoin website for an online wallet. But you need to know what a Bitcoin is if you don't. Take the time to go to weusecoins.org. There's a great little two-minute video on there that'll, I think, give you a good introduction to the Bitcoin. I got to see an old friend of mine, Tetro, out in Los Angeles. We go way back.
And he's been living out on the West Coast for a while, so it was nice to go out to the talk radio convention and get to see an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he had not heard of Bitcoin, so we filled him in, and he was very excited by the idea. And why wouldn't you be? It's something that is a digital, decentralized currency that's actually a free market currency in that it's not manipulated by some government. It's not some corporation that's behind it. It's an open source currency that allows anyone to send and receive payments with anybody in the world without asking anyone's permission.
It's algorithm driven, correct?
Yes, it's essentially math. And in fact, it's mathematically impossible for bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated or for anyone, including governments, to block you from sending or receiving these payments. You are in control of your financial of your finances when it comes to Bitcoin. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no gatekeepers. You just should do your due diligence, learn about it at weusecoins.org, and then you can jump right in and go to bitinstant.com to get your Bitcoins. That's the best way, in my opinion, to turn your cash into Bitcoins. Bitinstant.com. Let's go to the phones, talk to Barry. Now, Barry, you had made a comment about gun laws. You think that they are unnecessary.
I don't even think we should have a laws that say we can't carry guns onto airline to fly. I don't see where it's making anything any safer. If anything, it's just the opposite.
Absolutely.
I don't agree with it, and I don't even hear the NRA or any of these other people that, you know, I don't really, I have a lot of things that against the NRA, even though I'm a big gun rights
Well, if you support gun rights, then you're absolutely right that you should be opposing the NRA because they do not support gun rights. They support the status quo, in my understanding of what they do.
Why?
They support the 20,000, like he's saying. They don't speak out against the TSA. Mm-hmm. They don't speak out against the existing regulatory structure. They supposedly are, you know, trying to stop new gun laws from coming into existence, but ultimately that means they're supporting the existing gun laws. And then there's something like 20,000 of them on the books in just the federal level alone. Mm-hmm. There are more principled gun rights organizations, like I believe Gun Owners of America is generally considered a better, more principled gun owners organization than the NRA. Mm-hmm. And I think you're absolutely right, Barry, that you know, that as far as airports are concerned, what we really should, and here's a proposal for you. How do you feel about the idea of let's just let the airlines decide what their security should be? So if one airline wants to allow people on with weapons, they should be free to do that, and people should be free to choose that if that's what they want. And if there's another airline that wants to do body cavity search before you get on, then they should be free to have that level of security too, and let the market decide
right
what the right level of security is. How do you feel about that?
Well, I support that 100%. I believe that anybody who has a private business should be allowed to do basically anything they want to do. You know, if you you know, you have a private business, it's private. You should be allowed to discriminate in any way you would like to, and that gives us the ability to decide which businesses we would like to frequent.
Yeah.
You know what I think would make people, like, if I could travel on any airline, if they, like, allowed for airlines to set their own rules, I imagine that if they just said, oh, everyone, you know, with a gun, if it was just all things equal, you know, you can bring guns on this airline, that would not so much bother me just because I would expect that, you know, a lot of people that carry guns are pretty responsible with them. But I also think that a lot of people get freaked out by the idea of just allowing guns on airlines because they see guns as aggressive weapons, not defensive weapons or defensive tools. But, like, imagine if they had an airline like this and then they had, you know, private sort of like bodyguards that were armed, because people are all, you know, even people who believe in gun control, they're okay with cops having guns,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't like, you know, cops being the only ones with guns. But if you had, like, private, you know, little Secret Service-like people on the plane as well, and then, you know, just to sort of quiet the fear that one of the passengers is going to go crazy and one of the flight attendants for not putting ice in their tea or something, and, like, you know, just it would be nice to know that there are people on there who have a gun and that they're responsible.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that a police officer has any more right to have a gun anytime, anywhere, than any other citizen out here does.
Certainly.
And if, you know, if you have a group of people and that are all armed, if they choose to be to be armed. I think that, you know, 99% of us out here aren't looking to commit a crime. In fact, just the opposite. We'd be overjoyed to be able to prevent a crime if we mm-hmm. was able to. And I think that being armed helps us to do that.
I've asked people that carry guns if it affects their demeanor, if it changes sort of how they carry themselves because they know they have the responsibility of carrying a firearm. And they say that it does, that it means that, you know, in disputes that they are more even-tempered and that they are, you know, even if it's not fully in front of their mind, they know that because they're carrying a firearm that they should really behave themselves because mm-hmm. they don't want to freak anyone out.
Yeah, and I agree, and you see, but I'm a little more radical, I guess you'd say, than a lot of people are on gun laws. I think that people who are convicted felons, this is where I disagree with the NRA. They're always pulling this on us. You know, there's no reason in the world why somebody, because they're convicted of a felony, and it shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. I mean, after they serve
Absolutely.
Their time, they should be able to have a gun. You know, we have people out here that weren't involved in any kind of a violent crime. But it's a felony, why in the world, should they not be able to carry a legal
right.
product with them, you know?
Our normal co-host on most weeknights, Mark, is a convicted felon. He served 9 years in prison for murder, which he did not commit. And whether he did or not, I agree with you that once you've been in and you're done with being in that system, then you should be free to, you should have your rights. I mean, you should be able to defend yourself and your family.
Plus,
and you can't.
After being in jail is when you probably really want to carry a gun because you probably met a lot of people in there.
Barry, thanks for your call and thoughts. I'm on board completely with how you feel on that. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, the Million Muppet March, whatever you want to talk about, Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring us what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site, and you can also help support Free Talk Live in a variety of different ways. One of the ways that you can do that is by getting your gold and silver through our friends over at Midas Resources. Midas Resources has been behind this show for a long, long time. They are actually the company, the parent company of the radio syndicate that helps us get on radio stations all across the country. So whenever you go to silver.freetalklive.com and order, whether it's U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, they've got gold there too. If you whatever it is you order, they've got custom handpicked pieces there that are very beautiful and you'll be proud to own. Whenever you order silver or gold through silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com, they both take you to the same page. Whenever you order your precious metals there, Free Talk Live will get a very small cut of the purchase because there's not a whole lot of margins involved here. There's not a lot of room to make a whole bunch of profit because Midas has some pretty good prices. Go ahead, price around, see for yourself. I purchased my silver there. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com and call them at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938 and get your silver and gold through Midas Resources. Would recommend that. And by the way, our number here is 855-450-FREE. That number is toll-free. The Million Muppet March plan to defend U.S. backing for PBS. But there, I think there was something else you wanted to say on the gun issue, Allie.
Yes. I guess we were talking about I wanted to say that a lot of people, when they hear, I'm sure that if a liberal, maybe I'm typecasting, heard us talking before the break, they would say, oh, you're just wanting to be like the Wild Wild West. Mm. And I hear that, you know, it's pretty common, I think, critique of gun right advocates. And I was saying, I wish Mark was here because I always love when he goes into his, you know, his thing on the Wild West not being so wild after all. And how, you know, there's an aspect of the Wild West. I don't think that we should go back to, you know, dirt roads and, you know, wearing those bosom pushing up dresses or anything like that.
But, or no sewers.
Right. But that the fact is from what I understand, is that crime was reduced when people were allowed or there wasn't some like government force coming in and telling people that they can or can't carry firearms.
Well, the sheriffs back then, of course, were never corrupt back in the Wild, Wild West. They were only the best men that you could possibly find.
Right.
I mean, they were wearing white, so therefore...
The suggestion that the West was wild is certainly beneficial for Hollywood because it makes for some great pictures. I mean, I like a good Western.
Right.
But that's not...
I grew up watching them.
Right. These are the things that are the exception, not the rule.
Right. Who wants to take Clint Eastwood's gun away from him? Like, seriously?
Yeah. Well, you know, people are afraid of guns, and for good reason. They're scary. I mean, there's a lot of power behind a gun. You, when you have one on
right.
you...
It's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility, and they are they can be deadly if used correctly or incorrectly, depending on the circumstance. So I get it, man. I understand why people are afraid of guns, and I would never say that everybody should have one. Some people will suggest, like, a real radical position is that everyone should carry a gun.
I don't get why people... are so afraid of guns. Like, why would you not be afraid of cars or trains? Or
that's a good point. A lot of people do die from car wrecks, and I get your point there. I guess that it just seems more intense when somebody dies from a gun than
more dramatic.
Yeah,
I guess so. And another point is that I think that...
Plus, there aren't as many movies about car wrecks, either. So there's not as much culture that surrounds it. It's,
right.
it's something that people acknowledge exists. They certainly don't want to get into a car wreck themselves. But I think maybe the difference also is that cars seem like more of a necessity to life, and a gun might seem more like an accessory.
I don't really...
I mean, you don't need a car to live in America. You can walk and ride a bike.
Right.
But I think it's commonly accepted that cars are pretty much necessary.
If I lived in a city like New York where I wouldn't be allowed to carry a gun, then, you know, I'm more likely to get killed by... Well, I don't really know what the likelihoods there are. But I'd rather have a gun than a car, right? Because, for one thing,
you can't really defend yourself too effectively with a car.
Right. And I would want to defend myself, and I would be more... Whatever, it's a big city and there's crime and stuff... I want to carry a gun if I'm somewhere like that. And I wouldn't need a car because, you know, most people don't... It's not really effective to get around just having a car in New York. But
now, you grew up in Alabama. Was your family, you know, gun-friendly? Or what was the deal there?
So on my dad's farm, he didn't... Like, no one in my family had guns except my sister. But they... My dad let, like, hunters... hunt on his land because to keep the deer down for me and his blueberries and everything. And we wore like those little orange caps and stuff
right,
so that
so
we
didn't get shot.
And, you know, never had any problems there. There are certain rules.
They weren't anti-gun, but they weren't necessarily gun people.
Right. Not necessarily gun people. And I think that living in a place where only outlaws have guns can definitely morph your opinion of guns. And I don't think that people really take that into account, like people from New York or California. They don't really think about how the legislation being enforced in the place they live is influencing their opinion on how they view a tool. Because if it's outlawed, then the only people that you think associate with having guns are like criminals.
Well, the police
people willing
have
to break the law.
Well.
Your friends aren't going to have guns because your friends, you know, aren't trying to get arrested anytime
soon.
Right,
so it won't seem normal if somebody does have a gun. And whereas up here in New Hampshire, people walk around openly carrying firearms and everything's okay. In fact, things are better here and in Vermont and in Alaska where gun laws are relatively non-existent. I mean, they do exist here in New Hampshire, but there aren't very many of them.
If you're going to come down strong on an issue like, you know, gun control, then you should... like go somewhere where people don't have this, like New Hampshire, where people aren't so afraid of guns and there's like a gun culture and you're allowed to open carry or conceal carry and just see if it's, you know, does it resemble the Wild Wild West? You know, are you in fear of your life because you know that anyone could have a gun? And I mean, I don't think that people think of New Hampshire that way.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. Tim's on the line listening in Florida to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Tim. Tim in Florida. Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, man. I just want to get your opinion about this election and the time that we're living in. You know, how do you feel about Mitt Romney and his campaign?
I think he's a thug just like Barack Obama. Allie, what do you think about Mitt Romney?
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah, me too. I'm feeling the same way. I think he's been sent by somebody else, you know, because he's one of those guys, if you listen to what he says and his wording in the first debate, you could tell he's not for just the average American, you know, the middle class. He's basically pretty much for the 1%, if you ask me. Mm-hmm.
Just like Barack Obama.
He's not as smooth as a thug as Barack Obama, though.
You don't think?
No. Like, there's some... I think that Barack Obama pulls the thug thing off mm-hmm. more than Mitt Romney.
He's not
Mitt Romney
like
seems kind of like a bumbling idiot to me. Like, he's just also obviously pandering. Like, I don't know. And I know what people mean when they say, you know, if they're just perceiving this election and they're watching it, and it does seem like... I don't think either of them care at all about the average American or the 99%, but that, you know, something about Mitt Romney, he just seems like he's faking he just seems so fake to me. Like they said, plastic man. He seems like he's trying to pretend to care.
He doesn't care. I remember the video with him talking to the guy in the wheelchair who was asking him about medical marijuana. He totally blew that guy off.
Mm-hmm. And people don't bring that stuff up as much as they bring up his comments about the 47% of Americans on welfare or whatever.
Tim?
And with that being said, you know, I don't want to know who you guys vote for, but if you had to vote, it's kind of hard. Most people be like, I'm on the fence. You know, I can't.
I don't have to vote for any of those people.
What if you're forced?
I would either vote for none of the above or Gary Johnson. And I'm not going to be forced to vote for any of those people. I will not
vote hypothetical.
I will not vote for evil. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find. They are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. You send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest it in the show and use it to get on more radio stations around the country. And we just got back from our trip to L.A. Mark and I went to Los Angeles where Talkers Magazine was having their bi-yearly. Is that right? I always get this wrong. You'd think I'd have learned this by
twice
now.
Twice a year?
Yeah, bi-yearly. Is that twice a year?
I think so.
Okay, good.
If I got paid bi-weekly, I'd get paid every 2 weeks, so that doesn't make any sense.
So then bi-yearly might be every 2 years.
Yeah, I don't
semi-yearly?
Know.
Semi-yearly? Meaning half a year? Anyway, it's twice a year is when this happens. And so this is the Los Angeles leg of it, which is good because, you know, we get to kind of see some of the West Coast program directors and people like that. And we're going to have some big news about iHeartRadio to announce pretty soon, which I'm pretty excited about. That's one of the big apps on iPhone and Android for listening to things online. So, you know, it makes a difference, your AMP dollars, because it's the AMP dollars that sent us to this convention. They send us to conventions. They do. We use AMP dollars to advertise Free Talk Live, to get on more stations. If a station needs a piece of hardware, for instance, like a satellite receiver, we'll buy it for them.
And how does going to these conventions help Free Talk Live?
It's a who's who, basically, for the talk radio industry. So, like, at this convention, there was a panel discussion. They always have these panel discussions. So, like, if you've ever been at any typical convention, there's always speeches and panel discussions.
Were you in another Rumble?
I was not in a Rumble. There was no Rumble this time around for some reason. It was all panel discussions. And I was on a panel. I was on the Rumble previously. And by the way, the video from the Rumble is out, and I will send it out. I'll post it to the Facebook and Twitter here. Maybe, I don't know if I'm going to do it tonight. I'm pretty behind on getting caught up with things. But I will post it. But how does it benefit us? So we get to schmooze with the bigwigs in radio, but most importantly, we're seen by, you know, decision makers, and we're actually, you know, integrated into the event now. Like, when we started going, we were just attending it, but then eventually they invited me to speak on a panel, and then they invited Mark to give a speech 1 year, and then I've been on panels. I gave a speech. I don't really much care to give speeches. I'd rather be on a panel. I feel like that's more fun for me.
Right.
I feel like I have more to offer there, and the pressure's not as high. But I was on a panel about, you know, not the movers and shakers, but kind of the pioneers, the modern-day pioneers in radio. And so there I was, up there on a stage with a bunch of guys that were, you know, mostly a lot older than me. And Michael Harrison, who's the publisher of Talkers Magazine, had a lot of really nice things to say about Free Talk Live. So it was great. And, of course, afterwards, people come up, they will come up to me and they'll say things about, you know, what they thought about what I had to say up there. And many of them found it inspirational because, you know, Mark and I have basically, with the assistance of great co-hosts like you and, of course, all of our listeners in the amplifiers, have managed to build a successful syndicated radio program from the ground up, essentially, and, of course, the help of GCN, our network.
And, you know, podcasts are becoming, you know, something fairly new thing, and I think that talk radio is something sort of, you think of old people listening to it, but podcasts are getting really popular with youth. Mm-hmm. And I think that having, you know, a youthful voice centered around the, you know, Liberty Revolution, which is a movement of the youth, I think primarily, it's, you know, something that these radio syndicates are going to have to sort of wise up to and realize that it's better to have, you know, you have to tap into that market, you know, if you want to be successful.
You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us out with that. And another great supporter of the program is Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He's the main operator behind SACL CAI. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, go to SACL CAI's website. You can find their banner at the top of freetalklive.com's banner column. It's been there forever. SACL CAI is a longtime supporter of this program. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. And they'll also resolve issues for your customers. Treat them with respect, which will enable you to do business with them in the future, which, of course, is what you want to do. SACL CAI, see their banner again right at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Mike, listening in New Mexico. Mike, you are, I believe, listening to XM's America's Talk. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to say Jesus is real, and we're living in the end time. this no game. You know, this is real. Jesus is real. We're living in the end time. And
yeah.
Obama represents the black horse. He's the black horse. He represents balance. He has ties to the Middle East and the United
Technically,
States.
Technically, he's only half black, but okay.
But, no, wait. When you say Jesus is here, what does that mean?
I say he's real. Jesus is real.
Okay, he's
not
real.
Here
but
yet.
He's not here
we're
yet.
We're living in the last generation. This
so
is
tell me,
last.
Are you a believer that the world is going to end on December 21st?
No, sir. No. I'm not.
So it's not quite the end times. How close are we to the end?
Listen to me. Listen. I'm going to say this. Just listen. Do your research when I tell you this. Obama represents the black horse. After the black horse, there is the pale horse. You know, the pale horse that represents death, destruction. So we need to go out and vote for this guy. Give us time. Give us time. Give us four more years.
Are you suggesting that Mitt Romney is the pale horse?
He represents the pale horse, which is death and destruction. You think they're killing him, staying and stuff?
I don't know if you really believe what you're saying. I don't know if I believe you.
Well, you got to do your research, my man. Go in Revelation and read the Bible.
Do you believe this guy, Allie? I mean, you used to go to church a long time ago.
Yeah, but we didn't. My church wasn't really so.
Was it like an end times? It wasn't like an end times kind of church.
No, there was a focus on hell and everything, but we didn't really focus on.
We got to do
on Revelation.
Mike, what I want to know from you is when is the end times? Like, you're saying it could be put off for four more years, but let's say Barack Obama is reelected, let's say Mitt Romney is elected. What will happen? When will it end?
Oh, man, it's going to be a drastic change. You're going to see the U.S. dollar go down as far.
Because apparently God is waiting on the vote to decide whether or not to accelerate the end times.
God, he's a forgiving guy. He's a merciful.
So who's the white horse?
Do you believe in hell?
He's going to give us a time. He's given us a chance to turn our life over to him. So,
Mike, do you actually believe in?
He does mercy on our soul, but we got to take heed to the word of God and listen and do our research, man. We're a total blind nation. We're oblivious of what's going on today.
Mike, the lady has a question.
I'm more interested in what your you've already identified who the black horse is. Who's the okay? So there's a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, and then you mentioned the pale horse. So who represents the white and the red horse?
Red horse. Japan was the nation that represented the red horse.
Wait, how can you have a person represent the other horses and then, or people represent the other horses and then a nation be the
third red horse.
Horse
represents war, so I think that would be, wouldn't that be Obama? Wouldn't Obama be the red horse?
Well, I mean, Mitt Romney's a warmonger, too.
Horse. He's the balance.
Mike, I'd say your position's pretty weak here, and I thank you for the call tonight. I don't know if I don't think I buy it. I don't think he sounded like a real zealot.
You think that he was fake? You mean you don't buy what he's saying, or you think that he wasn't really believing?
I think the latter. I think that he is not actually a believer in what he was saying.
See, the thing is, when you repeat something over and over again, I start to question. Like, so if you're trying to convey an idea and you're going into it and you're like, then maybe you really believe it. But if you say like, when you got on the call and he said, Jesus is real, Jesus is real. Then I start to wonder, like, all right, do you believe that? Because you seem to be convincing yourself.
Yeah, he's in like a one-note, like a really bad crank call. Either he really believes it and just wasn't very good at answering questions. Because normally, like, if you ask questions about the end times, they will be more than happy to tell you all about it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really get that vibe from him. Let's go to Seth. He's listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Seth.
What's going on?
Hey, we're on the air, and you are too. Go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to ask is, with the end of the debate last night, they had the question about abortion and the ethics behind it. I don't really want to ask about that. What I wanted to see was your opinion on, if abortion is legal because it's not necessarily a baby or something, should we be giving additional sentences or murder charges to people that, say, kill a pregnant woman that is, well, in some cases, that, like what I was reading on the internet, they would be 4 weeks from conception, and the person would be charged with either a manslaughter charge or something like that in addition to...
So this is interesting.
I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. I just, that's, if it's a baby in one case, shouldn't it be a baby in the other?
Right, so that's interesting, because that's sort of why Ron Paul is pro-life or whatever, because he says that, you know, as an obstetrician, he was charged, if something went wrong during the birth, then he was charged, or that it was counted as a life if the baby dies.
I don't think that's right. I thank you, Seth, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Called earlier, man.
No, thank goodness he didn't call earlier. I can't stand getting into abortion, because it brings out all kinds of people that I don't want to talk to. We're coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity, a scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.